Dictation for Judy, J-U-D-Y, Galvin, G-A-L-V as in Victor, I-N, July 2342. Address as a letter, Dr. Sarbepalli, 4275320. Excuse me, erase that. Fax number 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, consultation for Mrs. Galvin with progressive renal failure, underlying diabetes hypertension. There has been 3 admissions to Grand Rapids for atrial fibrillation, CHF, chest pain, and the last one with symptoms of upper gastrointestinal obstruction. She has developed progressive renal failure over the last few years. There has been no significant proteinuria or blood in the urine. Reviewing imaging from Grand Rapids, no evidence of kidney obstruction or urinary retention. Cardiology has been adjusting medications, requiring a high dose of Lasix to control of edema. Prior ACE inhibitors discontinued within the last 6 to 9 months. Used to take also antiarrhythmics with Sotalol, which eventually was discontinued. Recent cardiac cath, non-obstructive coronary artery disease. She lives at home with husband, mobility restricted from morbid obesity and fatigue, gets a meals on wheels 5 days a week for 1 meal each. She has a daughter from Virginia, which is helping since September, but pretty soon is going to be left. Is going to leave, excuse me. From all the high dose of diuretics, she has lost 30 pounds. Appetite is fairly good. No further epigastric discomfort. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. She does have a gastrojejunostomy. She has neuropathy, bilateral feet up to the knees. Presently no ulcers, no gross claudication symptoms, minor incontinence of urine, some degree of frequency nocturia, prior urinary tract infection, but not in the recent past. Seems unsteady for what she uses, a walker, a cane, but no recent falls. She has a sleep apnea on CPAP machine, also uses oxygen at night, 2.5 liters, and as needed during daytime. Nasal congestion, but no sore throat fever, no purulent material hemoptysis, chronic back pain, including hips, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, some bruises from Coumadin, no major bleeding nose or gums. Other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for obesity, lipid abnormalities, elevated triglyceride, low HDL, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, problems with atrial fibrillation control, she refers as prior ablation, reviewing notes from cardiology, West Michigan, they are discussing about potential AV node ablation and a pacemaker, she is anticoagulated with Coumadin, she denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. She mentioned questioned TIAs in the past, but no persistent deficits. She has received blood transfusion within the last 9 months. She used to have severe iron deficiency with ferritin less than 30 and saturation less than 20. Prior EGD colonoscopy, minor gastritis. Recently, ferritin has been trending up, question related to inflammation. There has been also prior history of gout, but no recurrence for many years. She denies any kidney stones. with the gastrojejunostomy in the 1970s. She lost like 90 to 100 pounds. All of them has recovered back. Next paragraph. Surgeries including the gastrojejunostomy with the stapling of the stomach between the fundus and the rest of the stomach, 1974. Hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for benign condition, DNCs, appendix, gallbladder, tonsils, adenoids, umbilical hernia repair, bilateral cataract surgery, a repair of right knee ligament. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Darvon, iodine, Valium. Next paragraph, never smoking or alcohol. Next paragraph, present medications, aspirin, allopurinol, high dose of Lasix, presently 80 twice a day. Recently, 120 twice a day for 3 days. On metoprolol, a high dose, presently 125 twice a day. She remains on insulin 70/30 despite a prior episode of hypoglycemia. At the hospital, at Grand Rapids, they recommended to do only a basal insulin dose, but she has too much supplies, decline. Also takes Protonix, Pravastatin, Coumadin, prior ACE inhibitors discontinue, Cardicin discontinue because of bradycardia, Sotalol discontinue, no anti-inflammatory agents, uses inhaler as needed. Next paragraph, she denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam, her weight 242, blood pressure 148.56. She appears in irregular reading in the 140s with a saturation of 95%. She is morbidly obese, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, minor tachypnea, no severe respiratory distress, does have JVD, lungs are clear without consolidation through a effusion, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, irregular reading, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, without tenderness or masses, 2-3 plus edema up to the ankles, 1 plus up to the knee, pulses decreased throughout, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refills, and degree of cyanosis, also decreased on the wrist, strong on the brachial area, acceptable on the popliteal area. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are January 16. Sodium, potassium, acid-base normal, glucose 274, not fasting, creatinine at 1.96, representing a GFR of 25. It will be a stage 4. Normal calcium, this creatinine has progressed over the last 4 years, used to be around 1.1, 1.2, around 2022. Last year was fluctuating between 1.6, 1.8. One of the recent 3 admissions, creatinine peak to around 3.1 with also a high BUN, did not require dialysis. She takes Coumadin INR 2.3. no recent albumin phosphorus or PTA, no recent CBC. I review records consistent in urine analysis, minimal to trace of protein, no blood, prior isolated urinary tract infection. She's known to have low albumin back in December of 3.3 with minor increased alkaline phosphatase. Other liver function tests were normal. Pro-BNP also the last few years has from normal increased to 2,000. A1C used to be around 9, now running below 6, probably from the progressive renal failure. The last imaging, CT scan, abdomen, and pelvis is from December without contrast. Normal liver, spleen, nothing large. Kidneys without obstruction, no stones. They notice the gastrojejunostomy and the stapling of the fundus and body on. The gastrojejunostomy is connected to the proximal stomach. Appendix, uterus, gallbladder absent. The most recent echo is from November. Ejection fraction 63%, left atrium is dilated, right ventricle considered normal, moderate pulmonary hypertension, inferior vena cava was dilated, it collapsed less than 50% during patient SNIFF, S-N-I-F-F. She does have atherosclerosis documented on CAT scan. Next paragraph. I want to mention that the cardiac cath from October last year, right coronary artery 20%, mid to distal LAD 30 to 40%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive kidney disease, presently stage 4, strong component of cardiorenal syndrome on a background of diabetes, hypertension, and prior gastrojejunostomy bariatric surgery. No activity in the urine for active inflammation. There has been minimal low level of albumin in the urine with negative protein creatinine ratio. There is no evidence of obstructions, as indicated above, without hydronephrosis or urinary retention, no kidney stones. We discussed that her heart is going to behave according to how her heart, we discussed that his kidneys are going to behave as long as how the heart is working. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, non-obstructive coronary artery disease on a very high dose of diuretics, which are contributing to the cardiorenal kidney abnormalities. Importance of salt fluid restriction, physical activity as tolerated. Next number, morbid obesity, hypoventilation with sleep apnea, CPAP machine at night. Next number, respiratory failure, hypoxemia on oxygen at night and as needed during daytime. Next number, gastrojejunostomy bariatric surgery with previously severe iron deficiency anemia, presently high ferritin markers could also be related to acute phase reactant and liver congestion. Next number, recent episode of hypoglycemia. Likely in relation to advanced renal failure and half and prolonged half-life of insulin. Next number, atrial fibrillation and control. She's going to call cardiology Dr. Mander to see if they can increase the beta blocker further. I think she needs to proceed with the AV node ablation and pacemaker. Likely uncontrolled atrial fibrillation is causing worsening of CHF symptoms, and that's triggering cardiorenal and renal failure. Next number, chemistries needs to be monitored for electrolyte, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, PTH, and anemia. All issues discussed with the patient. Would like to see her back on the next 4 to 6 weeks. End of dictation.